This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies. That program is the biggest sticking point for Democrats in the government shutdown. People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
Middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
Data shows when more people are uninsured and healthcare providers, the government, and charities have to absorb these costs, everyone pays more. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed providing abortion care after a pause of almost 4 weeks. The organization stopped offering the services on October 1st while staff figured out how to comply with new federal law. Already, federal dollars could not go toward most abortions. That's been law for nearly 50 years. But the new budget law, which Republicans dubbed the Big Beautiful Bill, bans clinics that perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings, contraception, and HIV treatment. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin serves 50,000 people statewide, and 60% of them have insurance through Medicaid. And enrollment is growing in a majority of UW schools. Officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year, despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased 3 years in a row. In a statement, UW System President Jay Rothman says a major factor in the overall growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high schoolers. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students also increased by a record 5.5%. UW-Madison specifically had a 12% increase in applications for this year, and the freshman class is exactly 8,500 students, the fourth largest in the university's history. And this week, a sweet tradition continues in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
We Energies will hand out its annual cookie book in Milwaukee Saturday at American Family Field, then again November 11th at the Waukesha County Expo Center. The 2025 edition includes favorite recipes collected from customers across the state. It's part of a 97-year tradition that began to promote electric baking back in the 1920s.
That's Stuart J. Wattles. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you'll find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 59 this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers likely. Our low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.